I think everyone has been following to some degree the march towards equality and marriage equality across this country. And, you know, I think a growing number of people recognize the inevitability that we will achieve the freedom to marry coast to coast. The question is when. And Florida on Monday took what we do consider to be a historic step in joining that fight as these six courageous couples stepped forward to put their lives in the spotlight and ask for the freedom to marry. One of the things that makes this filing so important is that we are now saying that here in the South, we do not intend to simply wait for justice to one day trickle down. We intend to be proactive, and we hope that Florida, as it has many times on social justice issues, can lead the South in this fight.
Let us know your thoughts on the issue of marriage equality in Florida. We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. So you're saying that that you see Florida wading into this legal battle as other states have wrestled with it. A growing number of states now have legalized same-sex marriage. Not even half yet, but getting closer to half of American states. Tell us a little bit about the plaintiffs in this lawsuit and what motivated them to come forward and file this.
Sure. And that's actually a very interesting part of this process. Right after the Supreme Court decision striking down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act last June, we put out a statewide call inviting any couples interested in being part of a potential lawsuit to write to us and share their story and make that commitment. Over 1,200 people volunteered. And so we have been working with teams of attorneys, reviewing these cases, talking to potential couples, and the six who emerged are just a beautiful group of folks who represent a lot of diverse backgrounds. There are six couples, four are raising children, one is a pair of grandparents who have been together for 25 years. You know, these folks want to get married for reasons that anyone who has ever been in love can understand. They want to make a lifelong commitment to one another. They want to be able to take care of one another as they grow older in sickness and in health. Collectively, these couples have been together now for 75 years, and they are recognized as married by their friends, by their family, by their community, but not by the state of Florida. And for that reason, they are vulnerable to all kinds of situations that people who are married, frankly, take for granted. So each one has a beautiful story to tell.
And if you're just joining the program, we're beginning the hour with a closer look at a lawsuit filed this week in South Florida as six same-sex couples in Florida sue and ask for the right to marry. What's your opinion? We'll go to your calls in just a moment. The number to join the show is 549-2937. And Stratton, according to this 21-page filing, it names the Miami-Dade County clerk as the defendant, and I'm quoting here, it says that Florida's categorical exclusion of all same-sex couples from marriage denies same-sex couples and their families the fundamental rights, dignity, and equality guaranteed to all persons by the U.S. Constitution. That's essentially the same argument that's been made successfully in other states. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen judge after judge uphold the right to marry for these couples across the country, and we believe we can achieve the same here in Florida.
And so where does the process, this is a case that I assume will take years to wind its way through the courts. Can you trace for us, where does this go from here now that it's been filed?
Well, and I'll, just one caveat, I'm not an attorney, I'm not part of the legal team, but I can say that the first step is that now the state of Florida has 30 days to respond, and we assume that they will take up this case. There are many directions the case can go from here. The most likely scenario is that it will be heard in this trial court, and then it will wind its way towards the Florida Supreme Court. But it's hard to predict. There are scenarios in which this could, as you say, be a case that's in the court for years. There are others where it could advance much more quickly. So it's anyone's guess, really, as we wait to hear how the state will respond.
Do you see this shaping up to be a campaign issue? Governor Rick Scott opposes marriage equality. Both of the Democrats vying for the opportunity to challenge him, Nan Rich and Charlie Crist, support it. Charlie Crist, of course, has switched his stance on this issue. Will Equality Florida be weighing in during the gubernatorial race?
Equality Florida Action PAC does endorse candidates for governor in the state, and I'm sure we'll be engaged. We have 195,000 members statewide. But as you say, this has increasingly become an election issue. And now with a clear majority of Floridians supporting marriage equality in many recent polls, President Obama campaigned on marriage equality in Florida in the last election and won. And we do think that increasingly folks who stand against protections for our families will do more poorly with voters.
And let me ask you about that, because as I said, as recently as 2008, the state's voters went so far as to amend the Florida Constitution to ban gay marriage. In less than 10 years, the majority of the state's voters now say they're okay with same-sex marriage. It's been a rapid shift in public opinion, not just in Florida, but around the country. What do you think has driven that?
You know, I think it's been a combination of things. And you're right, it has been a rapid shift. If Amendment 2 were on the ballot today, it would fail decisively. That ballot that passed in 2008 would have no chance today. And I think what is happening is two things. One, more and more people are getting to know our families and coming to understand that the love and commitment in our hearts is something very familiar to them, and they don't want to deny us the basic protections that they have for their own families. That's probably the most important thing as more and more of these families become visible. But the other thing is that now that we have marriage in so many places in this country, the arguments from the other side, the baseless arguments, are exposed. All of the terrible things that they claimed would happen if you allowed these loving couples to get married have not happened anywhere. And so they have less and less evidence to support denying people these very important protections.
And if you're just joining us, as six Florida couples sue in South Florida asking for the right to marry, we want to know, where do you stand on this issue of marriage equality for the LGBT population? It's 549-2937. Let's go to Carmen in Jacksonville this morning. Hello, Carmen. Good morning. All right, Carmen, give us a call back, 549-2937, to join the program. Let's try Amy on the north side. Hi, Amy. Good morning to you. Uh-oh, something's wrong with our phone lines. As people keep trying to call in, we're getting lots of tweets from Vic. I believe in marriage equality. There is no need to prevent people from expressing their love. And from Mike, he emails the show, the problem lies in the fact that the government should have zero input on who can get married. Marriage is a spiritual union that should not be used by the government. The church should have the right to determine who is able to be joined under their beliefs. I'm not religious. Government should use civil unions for the purpose of benefits, and anyone who's married should automatically receive a civil union. But anyone not able to get married should also be able to do a civil union regardless of faith, sex, and so forth. People have strong opinions about this, Stratton. And it seemed for a long time that the majority of the public, even if they didn't like the idea of gay marriage, they said, well, civil unions, I'm fine with that. But they weren't quite ready to go all the way and say, yes, I'm fine with same-sex marriage. In the last few years, I would argue that that has changed, that there's been a decisive shift.
No, there has. And in part, it's because it has become more and more clear that civil unions simply cannot provide all of the protections of marriage. You know, as one very basic example, the federal government now recognizes marriages between same-sex couples all across the country. So you get federal benefits, or many of them, not all, but you get many federal benefits now, like the ability to file your tax return jointly. But they do not recognize civil unions in that same way. So, you know, that's just one example. The reality is the word marriage is integrated into thousands of statutes across this country, that it would be so difficult to replicate some separate system, and so it is inherently unequal. But beyond that, there is just a basic understanding that the word marriage conveys family in a way no other word in our society does. And it provides a family a certain level of dignity and respect. And one of the things that we have heard from the plaintiff couples coming forward, the ones who are raising young children, is that as their kids enter elementary school and begin to meet other children, they come home and say, how come you're not married? How come, you know, my family, my parents aren't married? And that is an indignity that you have to live with daily, and it's one of the reasons I think that folks have become more understanding about the fact that it has to be marriage.
And it's 549-2937 to join the show. We do have Amy on the north side back with us. Hello, Amy. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Amy. I don't know what's going on with our phones today. Amy, are you there? Okay, we'll try you again in a moment. We're going to have to reboot our system. Let's go to a few emails. Here's one from Martha. Does marriage equality mean divorce equality, too? What about people who want to get divorced and need legal aid to do so? Funds are short for couples needing a divorce, and it's much more difficult and expensive. Any movement or support for increasing funding for legal aid to better serve both straight and gay couples who would want to divorce? That's somewhat of a different issue, but Stratton... gay couples get divorced just like straight couples do.
Well, there, you know, right now, because of the patchwork quilt, there is a problem for same-sex couples. For instance, if you get married in certain states and then come home to Florida and then something happens in your relationship and you decide that you want to get divorced, you're in for a legal battle because since Florida doesn't currently recognize your marriage, they also will not divorce you. And so if the state you were married in, some states have residency requirements in order for you to be able to get divorced. So you have these couples who are in this difficult situation where now the only way to get divorced is to move back to the state where they were married and live there for a period of time. You know, so there are some challenges that having this patchwork quilt creates. And I mean, I think it goes to the fact that most folks who are married don't check the boundary or the state that they're in, wondering if, you know, I have to turn my marriage license in at the border of this state, and oh, now we're married again as we crossed into that state. And that's the difficult reality that even couples who do travel to other states and get married and come home to Florida face every day.
And DOMA, the Supreme Court, struck down, of course, the portions of the Defense of Marriage Act. But when it comes to federal benefits for same-sex couples, where do things stand with that? If you move from a state where your marriage is recognized to a state where it's not, do you lose those benefits?
Well, you lose some of them, and this is shifting sand again that creates a lot of uncertainty. So, for example, the IRS is recognizing same-sex marriages, and so you are able to file your tax returns jointly, and that there are a lot of important tax implications for that. Very, very helpful. But it is still unknown territory, for example, when it comes to Social Security benefits. So if you are an elderly couple or, you know, getting on in years and you live in Florida and you're married in New York, now you have to worry that if something happens to your partner while you're living in Florida, could you lose your Social Security benefits for the rest of your life? And, you know, it leaves couples in a position of almost playing Russian roulette and trying to decide, do they have to leave Florida in order to have those protections? So, again, it is that uncertainty that really is creating a legal chaos for our families at this moment.
And if you're just joining us, I believe our phone system is rebooted. It's 549-2937 to join the conversation on First Coast Connect. Mike in San Marcos on the line. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Melissa. Well, I support marriage equality, and like many people in Florida, I realize this is really just a political issue. It has really nothing to do other than politics. There's one side, obviously, that are more conservative or against it. Those of us that are more progressive look at it as no big deal. So I think the attitude is changing, and again, I think it's strictly politics. And I'll take my issue off the air now.
Mike, thanks. Let's talk about the politics of this, Stratton. Florida's notoriously a purple swing state, probably the swingiest of all states. And depending on the issue, the state's voters can kind of lean left or lean right. Now, the polling reflects growing support for your position, but it's not unanimous in this state. And how would you gauge the politics of this issue in Florida?
Well, I would say that the future of the politics are all on the side of marriage equality. You know, already a majority of Floridians are ready to say yes to marriage equality. But if you dig into the crosstabs, as it were, the other thing that's true is younger voters are overwhelmingly in support of marriage equality. You know, the 18 to 30-year-old voters, by more than two-thirds now, in fact, I think it may be over 70%, support marriage equality. So basically, every day, support for this issue is going to grow. And I do think it becomes, you know, a winning message across the state for candidates. And we see that not just on the issue of marriage equality, which we work for, but also workplace equality. You know, Florida is still a state where statewide, and it surprises most folks, but under Florida law, it is still perfectly legal to fire gay and transgender people or evict us from our homes, throw us out of restaurants in much of the state, and certainly under state law, that's still legal, but it's incredibly unpopular.
Here in Jacksonville, we failed to update our local equal protection ordinance, what you're referencing. That failed by one vote.
Right, but just by one vote, you know, so that we can see Jacksonville is on the cusp of ushering in these benefits. And it's one of the reasons for that is it is a political issue. It's also an economic issue. That right now, there is a real sense that there are two Americas when it comes to the LGBT community. Those places where we are respected and valued and affirmed, and then states where we're not. And marriage is the clearest barometer of all. But it puts Florida at a competitive disadvantage as, you know, bright young people graduate college and try to decide where they want to live and work and start their lives. They care about diversity. They care about the reputation of a community for being tolerant, which is why, you know, John Delaney, president of University of North Florida, has been such a big part of that effort to bring these protections to Jacksonville. And there is an active campaign right now in Jacksonville to bring that issue back. Folks are working very hard on Atlantic Beach at adding protections to their human rights ordinance. We're very optimistic that Duval County is going to be joining other counties across Florida in being welcoming to diverse families like ours.
Let's go to Linda in St. Augustine. Hello, Linda. Good morning. How are you, Linda?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment about the difference that people perceive between a civil union and a marriage. It bothers me when people say, well, why can't they just have a civil union that's the same thing? And it's not. It's really not. My daughter's a lesbian, and my opinions on this has evolved as it's affected my family. And I want my daughter to have a real marriage, just like anybody else. And a civil union is different. And I just believe that marriage should be available for everybody. Love wins, in my opinion.
Linda, thank you. Carmen in Jacksonville. Go ahead, Carmen. Are you with us?
Hey, thank you. Yes, this is Carmen. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Stratton. I love all the work you're doing. I would like to know what else can I do in Jacksonville. I'd like to help. I really want to make sure this human rights ordinance passes.
You're talking about the local HRO. You know what, Carmen? I don't have that information handy, and I don't believe our guest does either. What I can tell you is that, you know, however you feel on that issue, I suppose you should contact your local city council person. And let me get some comments from our Facebook page on the air. Robert, it's love that makes a family, and Poncho, so the millions of people that already said no don't count. What about their vote? And, of course, he's referring to the constitutional amendment that was passed in 2008, banning gay marriage in Florida. Stratton, what about that? What about the argument some make that if this goes to a judge, that the will of the voters is being thwarted?
Well, you know, we've already talked about the fact that if this were up for a vote today, the amendment 2, it would fail. But this is also about basic civil rights, and it is absolutely the role of the court to protect our rights. You know, we believe fundamentally that people's basic civil rights should not be put up for a vote, should not be a popularity contest, that even minorities deserve the same civil rights that everyone else has. And, you know, the courts across the country agree. So we do think this is absolutely the appropriate venue for this debate to be taking place.
And Jeff in St. Augustine is on the line. Hello, Jeff. Thanks for your call. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. Yeah, the one thing I wanted to point out is, you know, I was involved collecting absentee ballots and helping older people, you know, some with vision problems and that kind of stuff, complete their absentee ballots in 2004. And the I forget the exact wording of the amendment, but it was very confusing. And you know, I had a lot of people that were voting for a progressive candidate in that election who voted for the amendment, actually thinking that they were voting for marriage equality. And, you know, when I realized they made the mistake, I was like, well, gee, do I want to go back to the, election office, get a new ballot, bring it back out here, have these people change it? Or do I just want to turn it in because the number one goal was the top of the ticket, for our organization? So, you know, I think that if it was more clearly worded in 2004, I don't think it would have gotten 60%.
Jeff, thanks.
And as another just real quick thing, I guess it would be hard with the federal laws and that, but why not just have civil marriage and get the church and everything out of it? And, you know, if you want to get your civil marriage at a church, that's fine. But if you just want to get it at a courthouse or with a, you know, internet minister, officiant or whatever, and, you know, that might be a good political opportunity for Charlie Crist and his, buddy John Morgan to get out in front of that and maybe try to make that a nationwide thing where we have, civil marriage.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. And we're almost out of time, but Stratton, your final thoughts on the issue.
I think that it's a very exciting moment for Florida. We have an opportunity to be seen as a leader in this region on the issue of equality and inclusion. And, you know, I think anyone who is on the fence about this, my recommendation is get to know our plaintiff couples. Take a look at these families. We'll be putting plenty of information out about them on our marriage website, getengaged.org. You can, if you look into their faces and see their children and think about what we are denying them by not allowing these couples to simply make a lifelong commitment to each other through marriage, I think as more people do that, they will become comfortable with this, and we celebrate the moment that you are ready to stand with us.
We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Melissa.